Afghanistan is preparing for a new chapter in its politics. Things are getting ready for the upcoming presidential and provincial councils elections across 34 provinces. Afghanistan's presidential election will be held on the 5th of April.
Since a week ago, we have launched several military operations across the country. As a result, 24 of 390 insecure polling stations are safe for coming election. We are sure that we can hold the elections without many security threats.
Security officials have promised to take full control of the security situation. The Independent Election Commission is also working seriously. So, if all goes well, Afghanistan gets a peaceful and democratic transition of power in its political history.
366 polling stations across the country are facing security threats, but due to the importance of this election, Afghan security forces will do their best to protect the voters, but the role of people is also undeniable.
In the meantime, the United Nations mission in Afghanistan has also welcomed the coming vote. The UNAMA believes this election is a major step in developing the democratic system and bringing more stability and predictability to the nation. But major threats, including Taliban warnings and foreign interference, is undeniable.
Apart from all of the threats, foreign interference is also expected in coming presidential elections in Afghanistan. Therefore, we will probably be the witness of second round of elections. But what is important is that Afghans are experiencing democratic ways instead of war.
In the current situation, holding a transparent election is seen as the main demand of Afghans. Experts say a credible vote could help convince some Taliban militants to put their guns down, something NATO and US forces have failed to do after over a decade of costly war. Along with concerns including Taliban warnings and foreign interference, there is also the possibility of illegal tactics which may be used by some candidates to win the vote. Amin Alami, Press TV, Kabul.